I used to call his wife Divi. I my sister. That man was poor. At that time, he was at least 70 years old. And his wife died. So he had no children. But he married again. Old husband, young wife. But the relationship was so nice. Great devotee and quite devoted.
Even though the husband was very old and the wife young.
Finally, even 8 years old, my marriage.
Even?
8 years old.
8 years old girl.
80.
80.
There are many things.
What, I mean, what is the reason behind that? Isn't that very old to get married?
If you had known how many members could marry, as it was subject of criticism.
Must have been.
Well, the custom was that
seems like someone should simply cultivate spiritual life at that age.
I was there when it said. Very old man married. Anyway, this gentleman was such a nice devotee.
What was particularly nice about his devotional qualities? Which devotional qualities particularly did he?
Because later on he retired, he was a pleader. The whole day and night simply doing it. Sometimes the power of his incense to the deity, actually he was an old man, he fell asleep by, and he remained in that 2-3 hours.
2 or 3 hours? Wow. Completely devoted.
And daily he'd go to the Ganges.
What was his name, Shorzala?
His name was Nandu Dulal Pine.
Thank you.
yesterday I was thinking of him. And I said it in my I'm being purified by thinking of what all of a sudden. Similarly, the whole atmosphere, because your children, you're going here and there, living with all of this. Everyone, devotee.
Must have been a wonderful atmosphere.
Wonderful. We do not find such a thing now. Even men sadhana. Their character was not very good, human good. And this was the opportunity.
Ishavasya society.
Radha Govinda at the center of that. Malik Radha. Malliks, some of them were cattle-less. Cattle-less means rich men, they kept prostitutes, but he still did it. In the morning, they would, after taking bath and everything, changing clothes, they must go to see Radha Govinda.
And they like to see Radha Govinda.
They're devotees. Without seeing Radha Govinda, they will not take that food.
Is the deity very nicely worshipped?
Oh, at that time.
Like in our temples? Really?
Dress, jewelry, and postcard. They would offer kachori and big, first class, and ruchi, or very
thin,
crispy.
Crispy.
Yeah. And he, rubbery, and similar other, and a plate, you see?
Wow!
And it was the custom of the Malik. Daily, in Prasadam, he should not eat all of them. Keep something and balance some never will not. That's it. This was
distribution of Shami. Practically, you learned all these things in those early days at Radha Govinda Temple.
Yes, that was the training in the child. Sri Rata Yatra, Radha Govinda Seva, Prasad distribution. Only the new thing I'm doing, writing a book by the order of Guru Maharaj. Otherwise, whatever I have introduced, I was turned up inside.
Yeah.
He didn't believe it. I'm simply surprised that even a low-class formerly all our men-servants never was men-servants. They had two business, one prostitution, one men-servant. Otherwise they could not make it. Simply I became a maid servant. There are no sufficient income. You are paying them for not all time. 3 rupees. Per month. So 1 hour 3 rupees, another hour 3 rupees, another hour. In this way, their income was 10 to 12 degrees. No, that was not
much. Much.
But they had to allow the prostitution. But they are happy. But in that income, they were well. They had a guru. The guru would come.
They had a guru?
Yes.
Even the maidservants.
In Bengal, they are a professional guru. They travel from one house to another. Our paternal guru, for them, is like that.
You had a professional guru also? You had a paternal guru?
Yes, I was initiated by the professional guru at the age of 12 years. Later on, I did it.
That his disciple, your divine grace, would be one day such a devotee all over the world. You always said that's the perfection of a guru if he has a good disciple. So your professional guru had the best disciple.
Down the Saraswati Goswami later on, when I was a young man, manager Dr. Guru, that my friend, Lord Malik, he too. There is direction for real guru, and you have this for professional guru.
Yeah, always.
So, all of a sudden, I remember this Nandava Dulaya, fine. I was thinking of it. What a great devotee you are. He was observing some of the festivals. I think Janmashtami or Ranganathaswami. Something. Inviting friends, offering good prasadam. And you are living in a quarter full of Mohammedans.
Full of Marwadi.
Mohammedans.
Mohammedans.
Low class Mohammedans.
He didn't mind that?
No, at that time they were so friendly.
Really? They were respectful.
Mohammedans were also religious.
Right.
One Mohammedan gentleman, Dinumia, he was formerly Hindu, but when there was some famine, he also made so many charitable institutions. He had a masjid on Etim Khana. Etim Khana means orphan house.
Means?
Orphan house.
Orphan house.
He was cutting throat of the chicken on this street.
That's not a very nice business.
But you had a custom. It's sidelines everything. But you haven't seen it.
What were you thinking when you saw that?
Hmm?
What did you think when you saw that?
All of a sudden the cutting. Nowadays this Hindu effort. Chicken eating has become very common. This Tarun Kanti and Tushar Kanti, they eat daily.
All over his land he has chickens running.
Yeah.
Tarun Babu.
Without chicken, this Tushar Kanti ghost cannot eat. One thin man on that, they are maintaining that salary. So he was giving prasadam to Tarun Kanti. Tushar Kanti. So he was taking. This Tarun Kanti said to him, "He want to kill my father, he is not eating. He stopped giving him prasadam."
Because there was no chicken in it.
He could not eat, didn't he?
There was no chicken in it.
Hmm?
Without chicken in it, he could not eat. Even.
I think he's drinking a lot.
Must be. When they eat chicken, then they have to drink to digest.
Yeah. Nowadays, among gentlemen, chicken and peg.
And?
Wine peg.
What?
If you don't receive your friend with chicken and wine peg, then that reception is not good.
Things are very much degraded nowadays.
Sikhs, the invariable, the Marathis, low class, in many ways.
What about the South Indians?
South Indian low class, eh?
Christians.
Chicken is very cheap food.
Yeah.
You haven't got to maintain.
No, they find anything to eat on the ground.
And they produce daily.
Eggs.
Eggs. And the chicken eat a cutthroat.
And then he has to become a chicken.
Peas as well. Peas also like that.
Yeah.
You haven't got to maintain.
No.
They will grow.
But then, if you cut the chicken's throat, then one day you have to have your throat cut.
That is not in the law.
Not a very good...
Karma bandhan. Jagyasya karma nattaru rupayam karo. Western country regularly cultivate chicken producing.
Oh yeah, there's a
big chicken within very short time.
Big business. And unfortunately the beef also.
That is the staple food. Chicken and beef and wine.
I don't think in Vrindavan there's so much of this meat eating.
Yeah, they eat meat very secret. Some?
Very secretive?
Openly.
No, it's hard to even find a butcher shop here.
No. Mathura, there is slaughter.
Government allowed.
Hmm?
The government.
I do not know whether it is stopped or not, but otherwise. Bangladesh, fish you can get very cheap. Because the water you can get.
Oh.
Here you have.
So many rivers.
And especially Padma you have. Branch of Gandhi. It is full of fish. Hilsa fish.
Hilsa fish.
That is famous. You know Hilsa fish?
Well, I've heard you talk about it previously.
It is full of oil.
Yeah. Very palatable for the fish eaters. Bengalis, they are too much fun to fish eating. They don't even Sometimes people say fish eating is non-vegetarian.
Yes, fish is vegetarian. What a vegetable.
Yeah, that's what they say, what a vegetable. I noticed that these banana trees here, they don't seem to have any bananas on them. Growing in your garden? My guess is that in order for bananas to grow, like I have not seen normally banana trees growing in this site, you know, in Vrindavan. I suspect it has something to do with the soil. You can't just take a tree and plant it wherever you want. The soil has to be such that it can give the proper nutrition for bananas to grow.
It looks good, but there's nothing in it. I think.